The WorldCom story may be entering a new chapter. Chapter 11, that is. There have been widespread reports that the giant telecommunications firm could declare bankruptcy any day. WorldCom's troubles have caused concerns that consumers and businesses might have their phone or internet service interrupted. But NPR's Larry Abramson reports that customers have little to worry about for now.
WorldCom's trip into the corporate hall of shame has been a disaster for investors and the company's employees, but analyst Scott Cleland of the Precursor Group says consumers shouldn't really notice a thing.
The average American shouldn't be worried that the imminent bankruptcies will cut their phone service down or cut their internet lines.
There are a couple of reasons why. First of all, bankruptcy should make WorldCom healthier by protecting the company from the hordes of creditors who've been demanding to get paid right away. WorldCom may use that breathing space to restructure and perhaps to sell some stuff so it can pay its bills. But Chuck Tattlebaum of the legal firm Cummings & Lockwood says the bankruptcy judge will watch carefully to make sure those sales don't interrupt long-distance phone and internet services.
Under the bankruptcy law, the bankruptcy court must make a finding that the purchaser can provide, and it's called adequate assurance of future performance. And the court must make a finding that the purchaser has the wherewithal to perform in a manner consistent with the seller.
There's another safeguard. The Federal Communications Commission would have to approve the sale of certain WorldCom assets, and if for some reason WorldCom stopped offering long-distance services, the FCC's Jeff Carlisle says customers would get at least a month's notice.
They are required to provide their end users, their customers, with written notice that discontinuance is going to take place. That discontinuance can only take effect on the 31st day after we release notice of the filing.
But while the availability of service probably won't be affected, quality will suffer. WorldCom has been laying off employees and cutting back on services in an effort to save money. And WorldCom's internet customers have noticed. Scott Medlock runs a company called Epic Alliance in Kansas City, which supplies internet access to businesses. He stopped buying WorldCom services in March.
Installing a new circuit would take 90 days, you know, to hook up a telephone or to hook up a data line. Lead times became excessive, and you couldn't really talk to a human body that could make a decision.
Medlock found another provider, and WorldCom won't have an easy time getting his business back. In the long run, however, consumers will feel the effects of bankruptcies in the telecom industry. Dave Farber watches the industry from his perch at the University of Pennsylvania.
As we get less and less competition, prices are going to go up and willingness to be adventurous is going to go down. And there'll be very little tendency to want to innovate.
So that could mean fewer new ideas, the end of special offers for telecom services arriving in the mail. It could also mean the end of telecom telemarketers interrupting your dinner, although that may be too much to hope for. In general, Scott Cleland says the industry is what you might call risk averse.
What people are thinking right now is, I want to avoid risk, I want to avoid uncertainty, I want to avoid market segments where there's huge pricing competition, and more than anything, I want to avoid more debt and more liability.
Cleland says right now the industry won't make new investments until stock prices bottom out. They're also waiting for the price of long-distance and wireless minutes to stop dropping. In the meantime, he says consumers are actually making a killing while telecom companies continue to die. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.